She's back on the show. Trish Springsteen, Australia's leading expert in empowering introverts, an award-winning mentor, speaker, and best-selling author. Today, Trish is tackling something we all face, how to stay calm when all eyes are on us. From meetings to full rooms, she's sharing the secrets of composure. So, let's dive in and find out how we can stay unflappable, composed, and cool-headed when all eyes are upon us. Well, Trish, how do we get ourselves from zero to hero?
Hi. Let's talk about how to stay calm when all eyes are on you. And what do I mean about that? What are all eyes? Hey, they're the moments that happen when someone puts you on the spot. Just imagine that you're walking down the street and a journalist stops you and says, "What's your opinion on today's latest topic?" And you freeze. Or you need to have a difficult conversation. Maybe it's with one of your teenagers. Maybe it's with your partner. Or you're speaking to a new group of people. You've moved somewhere new and you're trying to make some friends and you've got a new group of people. Or you're introducing yourself. You know, you've walked into a party and you've got to say, "Hello, here I am." Or you could be meeting your child's teacher, speaking to a manager, giving an opinion in a group discussion, making a phone call you've been avoiding. Those are all times when you're being put on the spot. It's a long list, isn't it? And there's a lot more I could share with you. So it's amazing that we freeze and we keep freezing. We don't do something about it. They may not feel like public speaking, but that response is the same response you get when you're public speaking. And you're doing a speaking. But often the real challenge is speaking up when there is no script. There is no preparation and no warning. And that's what we're talking about, being put on the spot. Those everyday moments can feel absolutely intimidating. So let's have a look at some things of how we can overcome that feeling and maybe come across like, "Wow, that person's all put together. They know what they're doing," rather than this little deer in the headlights blank stare and thinking, "Oh my gosh, what am I going to say?" You don't have to be perfect. If someone asks you a question, starts a conversation, stops you in that, they're not looking for a perfect answer. They just want a genuine response. They just want you to say something. So if you're asked your opinion, you can actually do a couple of little hesitating questions, stalling questions to let you think before you actually give an answer. Something like, "Well, that's an interesting question." And people, if you ever hear me and meet me and I say that's an interesting question, you'll never know. You're never going to know whether it's because I'm stumped or whether I really think it's an interesting question. But it's a good little statement because it gives you time to think. And the other thing is, if you're in a position where you can say, "Well, let me think about that." See, there's no reason why you have to rush in. You can give yourself time to think. We're not aiming for a connection. We're not aiming for perfection. It's don't jump ahead. Because if when you do that, you miss half the conversation. So we're aiming for you to just pause, listen, and then give yourself time to think and answer. That will give you the connection. Some people rush because they think, "I've got to answer this really quickly because I've got to make a connection. I've got to, you know, look like I'm answering." But you can give yourself time. You can give yourself time. So don't jump ahead. The next thing is to think about the power of pause. That's giving yourself some time. There's no need to answer immediately. Competent communicators pause. They pause. They think. And they allow the brain to catch up with the mouth. Because guess what, people? You may think you're pausing for an awful long time, but for the people out there who are waiting for your answer, it's only a few seconds. There's that time differential. You've got plenty of time in your head to think about, "What am I going to say? What do I know about this? How am I going to introduce myself? How much am I going to share? What's the point I want to get across? What's the connection I want to make?" You can go through all of that in your mind, take a deep breath and think about it, and then you can come make that connection, make that answer, open your mouth. So brain first to catch up, then mouth to share what you are trying to get across. Let's focus on the conversation, not the performance. Conversation. Communication. Think of it as a curiosity, being curious, asking questions, wanting to know something, because you're there for a reason, or you've been asked to say something for a reason. Hey, you've been probably stopped in the street because the journalist thought, oh, there's someone who's real cluey. They'll can give me some information. Or it could be just that they need to find someone to say something pretty quick because they're going to go across. You are there for a reason. So be curious. You don't have to perform, which is, again, going back to what I was saying, you don't have to answer straight away. You don't have to know everything. You can give yourself time. Ask questions. Listen, respond. If you're starting a conversation, questions are brilliant to start a conversation. You can ask things about, you know, hey, if you're introducing yourself, hey, where do you live? Have you been here long? What do you do? Hey, do you like movies? Do you like reading? These are questions that are open-ended questions that you can, you know, have you can then take those answers and build your conversation as you go along. You listen. It's amazing. Listening is probably the best thing I can tell you. Ask a question, start the conversation, then listen to the answers. Because when you listen, that's going to give you something of a hook to continue and you can respond. And before you know it, hey, before you know it, you're not the person where all eyes are on you. You're the person who is having a conversation and fitting in. Now, I know it's not easy for everybody. Some of these things I'm saying, you can be listening to me saying, oh, yeah, that's all easy for you. You can do it, not me. The thing is, take a deep breath. You don't have to carry an entire conversation. A couple of questions and the conversation goes off. Good communicators aren't always the best talkers. They're often the best listeners. So if you are not sure about what you're saying, start a conversation with what a question and then listen. And then before you know it, you're going to be able to respond. Now, one of the things I'm going to say to you, with when you start a conversation and ask that, do give them time to respond. Don't fire off questions like you're interrogating them. When I was first learning to be able to be comfortable and have a conversation, I think I may have shared this at some stage, but I'll share it again with you because it's worth my sharing, is that I could read all this. I'd listened to all this. I knew I had to, you know, ask questions to start. I thought, this is good because, as most of you may be aware, I'm an introvert. So I thought, if I start a question, then I'll be fine. The problem is I forgot that I had to stop and listen. So I fired off this series of questions and the poor person I was trying to make a conversation with just looked at me with a blank stare and said, are you interrogating me? And I said, no, but I'm trying to start a conversation. And at least we then went from there. So ultimately, it sort of worked. So what I'm saying is, it's going to start with a question. Give them time to answer. So when you're on the spot, breathe, pause, and then respond. Breathe, take a deep breath. Don't panic, just take a deep breath in, center yourself. Pause and think about what they've asked you or what you're going to say, and then respond. I call it being calm, being center. Thinking and then sharing without being perfect. Because often we think, if I'm going to answer someone, I have to be absolutely perfect. No, you don't. You just have to share your own, you know, your own thoughts, your own responses, being you. One of the biggest myths about confidence is that confident people always know what to say. They don't. They don't. They've simply learned to trust themselves when they don't know what to say. The next time you're caught off guard in a conversation, remember, you don't need the perfect words. You don't need all the answers. You don't need to impress anyone. You simply need to be present, because confidence in communication isn't about performing. It's about connecting. It's about connecting with the people around you, the people that you want to share. So, when all eyes are on you, remember, breathe, pause, respond. You don't need perfect words. You just need to trust yourself enough to use your own. Confidence doesn't begin when you're certain. Confidence begins when you're willing to speak even when you're not. You're willing to speak even when all eyes are on you.
Loved having you back on the show with us, Trish. Thank you for sharing such practical tools for staying calm and composed when all eyes are on you. Your tips on staying composed when the spotlight on you are gold for anyone who has felt that flutter of nerves. From boardrooms to being put on the spot, you've shown us that calm confidence really can be learned. Trish Springsteen from Trishell and the Purple Unicorn Academy, thank you for joining 101.5 and keeping our community connected and composed.